Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. On the show tonight, no live bands. We've been have a bunch of bands for the last 3 weeks of show. We are going to take this week off. Just going to be me playing some music. Next week, we'll be back with a band by the name of Frog Pile. That's happening next Thursday night. And then the Thursday after that, we have Shorted Amps. Stay tuned for those. Yeah, stay tuned for an entire week. I'll come back next Thursday night for music that is performed live in studio. But right now I'm going to start off with a band. They are from Halifax. They are called, what are they called? They're called Not You. This is a new one from them, a brand new record called Misty. This is a song called Soup. Here we go, Not You on CITR 101.9 FM. CITR.ca, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
Tell me you didn't know.
It is a band that is named after a sandwich. The Cahoot Fang. It's named after a sandwich sold in the Portuguese Quarter in Toronto, apparently. There's also used to be a band in Vancouver, Cahoot Fang, very short-lived, back in the early 2000s. Not related, and I assume that band, the Vancouver version, was not named after a Toronto sandwich. But stranger things have happened. Maybe that's true. Maybe they were. It's too late now to ask, because I don't know where that band is. You are listening to CITR Radio. This is Life in Thunderbird, Radio Hell. I played, as I said, just Hood It Fang. It's a brand new album from them. It's a album-ish, EP-ish. It's called Dynasty House. It's a 6-song recording from them. The song that I played was called Sister and Sons. That's Sons with a U. 6-song EP from them. Hood It Fang started off quite a few years ago and was a very pop kind of band. It's a very classic pop rock kind of band. The first record I remember hearing from them was back like almost 10 years ago. And it was very catchy, very poppy. And now they're trying to go into a little bit more experimental direction, I believe. And I believe the last album was sort of like that too. They have a full length a year ago called Venus on Edge. So yeah, there you go. That is Toronto's Hood It Fang. Before that, I played Vancouver's very own Late Spring. It's a brand new EP from them as well. Tremble Fog is the name of the album. The song I played from Late Spring is called Body. And I started off the set with a new one from Halifax's Not You. I played a song from them called Soup. The album that I played that from, it's called Misty. I'm going to continue on now with more music. This is a band that is based out of Montreal. It consists of a couple people from Montreal and a couple people that used to be from Newfoundland that has moved in to Montreal. This is a band called The Bath Mats. I Want to Be a Seagull is the name of the song I'm going to play.
I'm How do you listen to CITR? Do you stream it with your data? You could be getting it free on your phone with the already installed FM receiver chip, but major carriers have blocked access to it. If you want access to all your favorite CITR goodness on your phone, get involved. Visit freeradiomyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
Slow down. You're not in a race. Alcohol-related deaths are one of the leading preventable causes of death in Canada. Please remember to drink responsibly.
So in what used to be called, well, some called Seattle of the North back in the 90s, a city known as Halifax, it's a band called Jail. They were one of the bands that was very prominent in Halifax back in the 90s when there were a lot of bands that was vying the love of music fans everywhere. Sub Pop came in and signed Jail as one of the bands on the roster. Jail was formed in 1992 with Jennifer Pierce, which is the J, Allison McLeod, which is the A, Laura Stein, which is the L, and Eve Harling, which is the E. That's how the name of the band came. And along with Sloan and Eric Tripp and many other bands are part of the big scene. This song you just heard was from a session they did on CBC Radio's show called Brave New Waves. You must have heard of it. They recorded that back in 1993. And there is a record label out there, or record company, or maybe just a bunch of very nice folks from Artifact Records. And they are putting out a bunch of recordings from Brave New Waves that has been remastered, remixed, and everything. The Jail one is coming out in a blue vinyl in a few months' time, in September of this year. The song I played was called Again. And yeah, it's very interesting. They're putting out a bunch of records. They're going to put out some 13 Engines, which is an old Toronto band, Grateful Wrath, Asexuals, Real Statics, The Pursuit of Happiness, and Junior Gone Wild, which is a band that I don't know too much about. All right, so that was Jail. And before that, I played a new band. They are a new band from Halifax. Well, they're from Dartmouth, which is across the bridge, which is the sister or the share. It's a sister city, or I don't know if that's the right word, to Halifax. It's almost like if Burnaby was to Vancouver, except you have to cross a bridge that is a toll bridge. You have to pay money to cross that bridge. Anyways, from Dartmouth, they call it Designosaur. Miss My Love is the name of the song. And the album that they called this song is on is called Seattle of the North. So obviously a reference to when Halifax was called Seattle of the North. The band sounds very, what's the word, retro maybe, 90s. So there you go. A new one from Designosaur. Before that, I played some Shorted Amps from Vancouver, a song called Flags. Come Along to the Chocolate Church is the name of the song that I played. If you like what you hear, the band will be on this program in 2 weeks' time, live in studio. And before that, I played two bands to sort of have some connections together, BB Cutie or Barbie Cutie. I don't know, BB Cutie. It's BBQT, four letters. Hawaii is the name of the song from a brand new EP they put out called All Dressed. And start off the set with The Bath Mats. It's a band from Montreal. I Want to Be Seagull, The Bath Mats, self-titled. I think some of the members on those two bands share stage, or share members. That's probably what I want to say. All right. You are still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Coming up at 11 o'clock, Copy Paste. Stick around for that program. Always a good show. Copy Paste coming up in an hour and a bit, under an hour and a half. Rerun on this program is happening. I'm going to do at around 11 o'clock, sorry, 10 o'clock. I'm going to do a rerun of Winona Forever. They were on this program a little bit more than a year ago. They were super wonderful people, very cool fellas. They played in my studio, one of the earlier bands who played here, and you will be able to hear that set in full, plus the interview at around 10 o'clock. All right, what am I going to do? More music. Let's continue on with kind of liking this Brave New Waves, and any chance to play some Pursuit of Happiness, I'm going to do it. This is the Pursuit of Happiness, an old big band, famous, not really famous, but a band in Canada that got signed to a major label at some point. Anyways, they were on CBC back in at some point. I didn't really say when this was recorded. There's not a lot of, it seemed to just be put out. Anyways, I assume this isn't early. This must be early because they've only, all the songs on this recording are from the first or second album. So it would have been in the 80s, this or very late, sorry, or very early 90s. This is A Pursuit of Happiness, recorded on Brave New Waves, My Neighborhood, on CITR 101.9 FM.
My neighbors in the real world, like people in my dreams, numb up with the wicked, and I walk in between. They're really hard to talk to, but they've always something to say. See, they're thick and incoherent or undercut with rage. Things out here can get a little crazy. People are aimless, not so smart, up and lazy. Things in my neighborhood can get a little rough. That's where my room is, it's where I keep my stuff. It's where I keep my stuff. Women around here don't fare all too well. Should be a catcall or a taunt from some loser who smells. The ones who get married or shack up don't last them long. The men like to fight, sometimes with guns. Things out here can get a little crazy. People are aimless, not so smart, I've been lazy. Things in my neighborhood can get a little rough. That's where my room ends, it's where I keep my stuff. It's where I keep my stuff. Everything. Once they had a meal for
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, please voice
That's
this
the
one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Fun. I got a nervous habit. consuming me this season. The only time they don't seem to be bothering me is when I'm reading Discord or magazine. Check out the June edition. Features an interview with Oli and Visor, and also the Shilohs. You find out how you can impact the music festival lineup diversity. What it's like living at the intersection of the queer and indigenous communities, and about how the tenants union is combating the rental crisis in Vancouver. Thanks to our advertisers, Timber Concerts, Mid Records, The Rio, Rastafest, The Rickshaw, and Live Van. We'll be right back.
That is a new one, Mr. Merlot, off the record, City 6, Volume 1, KTIC is the name of the song. You might have heard of Mr. Merlot. Mr. Merlot was on the program along with Mr. Tommy Tone maybe a couple months ago. Tommy Tone was live in studio after the set. After Tommy Tone performed, Mr. Merlot and Tommy Tone came in and chatted with me and talked about some of the songs that they were working on, including, I don't know if it's this particular one was mentioned, I feel like it's familiar, but about this record and everything. So it's a brand new one, Mr. Merlot off Smooth FX. Before that, I played a band, an act from Ottawa called DJ Smoke Weed Guy. Played a song from them called Space Invasion off the record Fantasy Island. If you like what you see, you can actually check the band out. They're here tonight. Well, in Abbotsford tonight at Carport Manor. They are in Victoria tomorrow at Bobby Glass Ice Palace. And on 4th of July, Independence Day, at the Rhett Gates. So next Tuesday, they will be playing at the Rhett Gate. If you are interested in, if you like what you hear, if you're interested, go check them out at the Rhett Gate. Always good to support a traveling band. Before that, I played a band from Winnipeg called Mitten Claps. Don't know what happened to them. Don't even know why that was in the set. That was an old one from them in from 2000 and what is it, 12 or something like that, a couple years ago. Tactics is the name of the album. I played a song from them called Good Ideas. Before that, Vancouver band. Been playing a bunch of shows. I saw them quite a few times. Saw them at the Music Waste. I saw them at the CITR Tuesday show at What's Up Hot Dog. They call it SBDC. And I played a song from them called, what did I play? Nervous Habit. It's a brand new recording they have out called Too Bad. So, yeah. So, there you go. And before that, I played some Chevrettes with a song called Missing Stairs off a record called Dead Man Can't Cat Call. They're from Alberta. And started off the set with an old band that's no longer around, Pursue Happiness, My Neighborhood, off a recording off CBC's Brave New Waves, and currently a album that is being sold out there in the world. As I was mentioning, there was a company that's putting out a whole bunch of recordings from CBC's Brave New Waves program. All right, I am very close to where I'm going to play the rebroadcast of Why Don't Know Forever. I'm going to try to squeeze in a few more songs. Until that happens, this is Kiso Island with a song called Icebox. Enjoy that. Maybe I'll be back. Maybe I won't. We'll see.
go out. Now everything is cinematic and the Big Lebowski. I'm in the California desert, it's the 1990s. In the dairy section, I see my reflection. Everybody knows you're high. She had to go too. And on the deck while I waited for her to get dressed, sparked up another one. And I was such a mess that I confessed that my professor wouldn't look me in the eye. Listen, everybody knows you're high.
Band from Toronto, they call, well, from Toronto, they're sort of in between Toronto and Windsor and various parts. They call Partner, a new record coming out. My friend of the show, friend of CITR, Mar Sellers, big promoter of this band. This song I played was called Everybody Knows. It's coming off a soon to be released record called In Search of Not Lost Time. I think they're aiming for this to be a big deal album that you are going to be hearing everywhere. We'll see how that goes. Before that, I played some Kiso Island with a song called Icebox off a bunch of songs recorded, well, three songs that was put out called Three More. All right, it's time to switch over to the pre-recorded portion of our programming. It's a little... Well, it's not a little band. It's a very nice band, still around. They're called Wild Woman Forever. They played on this particular show back in April of last year. Very nice people, very catchy band, very good musician. Good draw, too. Always brings a big crowd. This is it. This is Wild Woman Forever. Just a reminder, coming up after that, copy-paste. Stay tuned for that. And next week we have a band in studio called Frog Pile. I have barely seen them once or twice, so if you're interested, come back and we'll find out what they sound like.